Chapter 13. Christoph. I raced along the open ground and caught up with Sahar. The sorceress had a mad fire burning in her eyes, and she looked just as fierce and terrifying as Onyx and Rosmarin.
"Can you manage your powers?"
she shouted at me. "I don't know if I can without unleashing it all again," I hollered back.
"We'll figure something out,"
the sorceress returned. As we neared the village, Sahar sent a blast of energy into the zombies and lichlings pouring into the village, blowing them out of our way. She cleared a path, but I could see the dark masses that were surrounding the village on both sides. I glanced back to where the rest of my friends were, and more lichlings appeared on the hillside. I turned around as we rode into the village through the broken gates. Many humans and zombies alike lay dead on the ground, and thankfully some of the lichlings too. Women and children screamed as they ran for their lives, but some of them grabbed whatever makeshift weapons they could and fought back, allowing the others to get as far away from the hordes as possible. The village guards were hard-pressed as they tried to hold back the coming tide of zombies and lichlings, but Sahar and I fought like mad through the crowd until we stood with the guards. The fierce sorceress sent spell after spell blasting out of her hands, and the air vibrated with her magic. I jumped off my horse and fell in line with the village guards. Spinning and slashing, I fought as many monsters as I could, but even though we had already killed so many, they seemed to keep pouring into the village. Zombies were easy to dispatch. All it took was a blade to the brain or dismemberment. But the lichlings had no brain. Even when my sword connected with their brittle bones, they were surprisingly hard to break through. I managed to break bony arms from torsos, but the skeletons kept advancing, using whatever limbs they had remaining. And if they still had an arm, they whisked spells at us. I ducked and dodged as fireballs blasted past me, and zombies still lumbered forward, sinking their teeth into anyone they could grab a hold of. We were steadily being pushed back, and I needed to do something.
"Retreat!" I yelled at the surrounding guards. "Then steady the lines!"
A few of the guards gave me strange looks, but since no one else was taking charge, they followed my orders. As we sprinted away from the undead forces, I noticed a female fawn corralling the people through the streets. Her furry, deer-like legs allowed her to move with great speed, and she ran back and forth, grabbing children in both arms, and she carried them into a large wooden building at the far north side of the village.
"Make sure all the children get inside,"
she shouted to a human woman, and then she ran towards us and the fight, joining the line. She pulled a long wooden staff from her back, and in flurries of movement, she spun her weapon high to crack zombie skulls. I wasn't sure who this fawn was, but I was thankful we had another skilled warrior on our side. Our forces regrouped, and with the fawn now in our ranks, we redoubled our efforts. As I trimmed heads from bodies, I wondered how the rest of the council was doing on the field. We had depleted much of the zombie numbers, but now lichling reinforcements had joined the battle. I pushed them out of my head, knowing their skills surpassed mine. I refocused my attention on the hordes in front of me. With a stronger line, we slowly pushed the horde backward, down through the village streets and away from the barricaded building the women and children huddled in. My goal was to push the dead out of the village and do what we could to reinforce the splintered gate, but that also meant locking my friends out on the field. I reassured myself that they could fend for themselves and could retreat into the safety of the forest if they had to. As if some god had answered my prayer, I saw four dark figures charge into the village on horseback. They barreled into the village as if the hordes were fast on their heels, which I imagined they were.
"We must barricade the gate,"
Rosmarin called out, and she and the others leapt off their horses and found whatever material they could to reinforce the broken gates. With the help of the guards and the fawn, we had managed to cut back many of the zombies and lichlings, but a crowd of them still lay between my companions at the gates and us. Sahar and I fought our way through. She sent a blast of energy radiating through the horde, and any of the creatures in the path of her magic smacked against the ground, or blasted into their counterparts. We quickly ran through the open path, and I stabbed and slashed at any of the dead on the ground that reached up at me as we ran over them. With mighty onyx, the council managed to lift the gates back up to at least block the way into the village. Sahar and I helped gather any rubble or furniture nearby to reinforce the gates. Some of the guards bravely followed Sahar and me through the horde. They helped barricade the gate and fought the army so that we flanked them on two sides. Now that Rosmarin, Rachel, Erwin, and Onyx were in the village, we had the upper hand. From both sides of the army, we killed zombie after zombie, and with the help of Sahar's magic, we were able to exterminate many of the lichlings. Rotting bodies and bones littered the ground around us, as did the bodies of many guards. But after intense fighting, the village was zombie and lichling free. Exhausted guards fell to the ground or wiped the blood from their blades. Several of them cheered as they surveyed their dead enemies, but more of them openly wept for their fallen comrades. Rosmarin wiped sweat and blood from her face.
More are coming from the field.
We must ready everyone for the next attack.
A wide-eyed Rachel hollered.
We're doomed if we stay in here.
A nearby guard retorted.
No,
Rosmarin commanded.
We stand and fight.
We need to reform the lines,
I hollered through the village. We jumped as a blast of magic slammed into the gates. I could feel the vibration shaking through my core. As we steadied ourselves for the inevitable, a man stepped forward. He wore long green robes and a spindly white beard tumbled down the front of him.
You dare to command my people?
The old man spat.
How do I know you aren't the leaders of the army of the dead, trying to take control of my village?
Rachel's temper flared, and in an instant the vampire had her blade at the old man's throat.
How dare you speak to the Queen of Constanta like that?
Although they hadn't been half as fast as Rachel, nearby guards drew their blades and pointed them at her. Tension rippled through us all. I gripped the bloody blade at my hilt and carefully walked toward Rosmarin, Rachel, and the old man, ready to take action if it came to that.
Lower your weapons. We have an army bearing down on us, and we don't need to fight amongst ourselves.
Rosmarin pushed Rachel's blade down from the man's neck. The man, with arms raised in surrender, looked from Rachel to Rosmarin, then at the rest of the council.
Forgive me. I did not know who you were.
Next time, don't be so quick to pass judgment, I told the man as I loosened a grip on my dagger.
Rachel lowered her weapon all the way, but Onyx's patience also grew thin.
And what would you command your village to do while lichlings threatened to tear down your gates?
The man stuttered, and when it was clear he had no options, the fawn stepped forward.
We're grateful for your help, Queen of Constanta. Please, help us fight off our enemies. We cannot lose our village.
Rosmarin nodded and barked orders at us as another magical volley slammed into the gates. Spurred on by the Vampire Queen's welcome authority, a host of guards charged up the stairs and onto the platform hanging from the wall. They took their positions and readied arrows in their bows. Another blast echoed through the village, causing some of the guards on the wall to lose balance. But in the clear silence following the blast, a voice rang out.
Fire!
And the guards loosed their arrows into the lichlings that tried to break into the village. Some of the magic-wielding skeletons turned their attention to the guards and hurled balls of fire up over the wall at them. Several of the guards caught on fire, some falling off the wall in flames and igniting anyone they touched. Sahar emitted a blast of air that extinguished the flames, and any of the guards that weren't too badly burned returned to their positions. Other guards helped the injured off into the village somewhere. I hoped this small place had a healer. Another group of guards led by the Fawn and Onyx was now also on top of the wall. Using ropes, they scaled down the outside of the wall as quickly as they could. The plan was to distract the lichlings at the gate, while Onyx and the guards flanked them from the outside. I saw the last of the guards slip over the wall and prayed to the gods they would be okay. Rosmarin, Sahar, Erwin, Rachel, and I stood at the ready inside the village, waiting for the skeletons to break in. The surviving guards on the wall continued shooting their arrows, but the gates still rumbled as magic blasts threatened to destroy the barricade. Blast after blast rattled the gates, and pieces of wood and furniture tumbled down from where we had packed it against the doors. Another giant blast slammed into the gates, and wood and debris splintered everywhere. The lichlings had finally broken in. Erwin and a group of guards standing on the front line sent a volley of arrows at the first intruders, slowing down their assault, but soon the army of skeletons was upon us. Many of them hurled spells at us, but some carried weapons and engaged us in a fierce battle. I hacked at the lichlings, but their bones were far more solid than zombie necks. I stabbed and slashed and resorted to kicking the things to get them away from me and tried dismembering limbs as I had before. One of them rushed me, and I brought the hilt of my dagger straight down on its skull. The brittle bone cracked apart, shattering its skull to pieces before the lichling crumbled to the ground. "Use blunt force," I shouted. "Break their skulls." Cracks and shrieks echoed around me as the guards and my companions jammed their hilts into skeleton heads. They still proved difficult to kill, but at least we knew a better way to finish them off. I had just dropped another skeleton when I saw one by the gate releasing a ball of magic straight toward Erwin. I shouted at her, but lichlings surrounded her. The spell hit her square in the chest, and she fell to the ground. I fought my way over to her and attacked the lichlings around her, using my rage to fuel me. I screamed as I smashed my dagger into as many skulls as I could, but more lichlings kept filing into the gate. We had been fighting for hours now, and I had no clue how many more were out there. I kept fighting, protecting the fallen Erwin from the lichlings. I saw my companions fighting and yelling and cursing these wretched creatures. I had a brief reprieve from the oncoming skeletons, but a group of them closed in on Erwin and me. I closed my eyes, readying myself to use my power. Besides starting the fire in the forest, I hadn't used them in a while, and hoped I would be able to do something. I felt the fire swirling inside. I shouted as I flung the power from my chest. A wave of light arced out of me, whipping into the advancing lichlings. They fell back, which slowed them down, but each of the skeletons crawled back to their feet with weapons raised at me. I slid my eyes closed for a second time and focused on my energy, but the light seemed barely there. I had depleted much of it in that last attack, and I felt lightheaded, but I decided to use whatever light I had in me if that's what it took to protect Erwin. I summoned what strength I had left and steadied my spinning head and released a blast that ripped through the surrounding hordes. They disintegrated at my feet, but there were still so many in the village. I tried to summon more of my light, but I felt it stutter. I fought through the pain and charged my power as much as I could, but I heard a loud snarl, and Onyx with her greatsword burst through the gates with the fawning guards behind her. They came rushing into the village, all furious thunder. Onyx's greatsword easily smashed through the lichlings, sending bone fragments flying everywhere. The fawns smashed several of their skulls, and the oncoming guards rushed the remaining lichlings. With their help, we soon were fighting off the last lichlings, and just as the sky began to brighten with the first rays of the morning sun, Onyx sliced through the final skeleton, its bones littering the ground. I looked down at Erwin. Her eyes were closed, and she wasn't moving. I crouched down and held her in my arms. Tears streamed down my face, but I put my ear to her chest. A sigh of relief rushed out of me. I could hear the faint thump of her heartbeat. Rosmarin and the others ran over to us. "She's alive," I breathed.